The University of Alaska receives no bids on a proposed Chilkat Peninsula timber sale. And the Haines Assembly reviews 2016 Helisky Map Amendment proposals. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. There were no bidders on a proposed Chilkat Peninsula timber sale. The University of Alaska offered up 400 acres of its Haines area land in September. The bid deadline was November 22nd. In a brief statement Monday, the university said no offers had been made on the timber sale. Still, it said there was, quote, strong interest in the timber, end quote, and the university will enter into negotiations. The statement also says, quote, negotiations will work to address current zoning issues, end quote. The proposed sale is located in Haines Mud Bay Rural Residential Zone. That raised concerns from the assembly. At a meeting last week, the group voted to evaluate its legal options if a timber contract was awarded. It argued the proposed sale went against code for that zone. In a letter to Mayor Jan Hill and Haines Planning Commission Chair Rob Goldberg, UA Chief Facilities and Lands Officer Christine Klein says the university is moving to a negotiated sale process. Klein writes that there was, quote, strong positive interest in the timber. She says UA will notify the Planning Commission, quote, well before finalizing a contract on the sale. More than a year after, a Haines Advisory Committee began working through proposed amendments to the borough's Helisky map, the assembly is set to decide on changes. The group met Monday to review requests for added terrain. This was a chance for the assembly to prepare for the final decisions it's set to make next month. The Helisky map delineates where local companies are allowed to operate. Map amendment proposals were submitted in May of last year. An advisory committee met to go over the requests and make recommendations to the assembly in October and November of last year. But the assembly delayed its decisions for a couple reasons: questions about conflict of interest and wildlife concerns. Two members of the Helisky industry who submitted amendment requests were on the committee, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game was not yet finished with studies of mountain goat and brown bear habitat in the area. ADF&G biologists presented the completed data this September. They brought that information to the assembly at Monday's meeting.
Really, you could consider this as a three-species model. You've got helicopters skiing, you've got bears, and you've got goats.
That's wildlife biologist Anthony Krupe.
You could do the same thing, where if you knew where the prime ski runs were and you knew where the prime wildlife habitats were, you could build a model for all three of those, combine it all, and have a place of high conflict, high conservation concern, low conflict, low conservation concern. So ideally, I think you could develop a place that is going to have minimal impact to wildlife and maximum benefit to skiers.
These studies of mountain goats and brown bears in the Chilkat Valley look at critical winter habitat. Research from previous studies in other places is used to understand how helicopter noise can affect the animals. Krupe said research has shown helicopter disturbance poses long-term effects on reproduction and survival for brown bears and mountain goats. Fish and Game used known location data from aerial surveys and tracking goats with GPS collars to predict key habitat and displayed that information on maps. Maps include a 1,500-meter buffer recommended by the Northern Wild Sheep and Goat Council. About 37% of brown bear den habitat from survey areas with approved terrain falls within areas already approved for heliskiing. Fish and Game says proposed amendments would affect an additional 5%. For goats, 33% of winter habitat in the survey areas with approved terrain was found to be in current Helisky areas. Adding proposed amendments would increase that by 3%, though the Fish and Game study finds that in some areas that would be a lot greater. There are four proposed amendments that carry the least concern for Fish and Game. Borough Planner Holly Smith, who's been working with the Helisky maps throughout the most recent amendment process, said if those were accepted by the Assembly, it would add 591 acres of terrain. That's less than 1 square mile. Smith said Bureau of Land Management and Chilkat Indian Village land has been removed from the map because they're not regulated by the borough. Scott Sundberg co-owns the Heliski company Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, one of the businesses that submitted map changes. He said some of the changes are aimed at increasing safety. Some others, he said, would increase terrain skiable on poor weather days.
Quite honestly, if you look at what we've actually asked for, SEBA, it's a very small geographic addition to what already exists. So in some ways, we're trying to make it safer. And what it does to us is if we think there's a probability of high risk, because we don't have that piece of the puzzle, then we have to abandon that terrain, which just makes our terrain smaller and reduces the product.
Sundberg said some of the locations aren't skied very often. He pointed to one area he estimated is operated in about 10 times a year.
That's a noise disturbance of, say, a helicopter goes by and they hear something and they say, oh, what was that? Well, that was a noise and I'm just going to, you know, adjust to it or whatever they're going to do. But what about the other 9 or 12 months a year where there's rock slides and avalanches?
The Assembly is set to decide on map amendment proposals at a regular meeting next month. You can view the current version of the Heliski map with proposed changes with this report on our website, khns.org. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska has landed over $2 million in federal grant money to aid victims of domestic violence. The money is being awarded in 3 separate grants and will create 5 new positions to support women and children in Sitka. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
The first grant puts $600,000 toward facility improvements at Sitkins Against Family Violence, which provides shelter for domestic violence victims. The money comes from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Grant Administrator Rachel Henderson says Sitka Tribe works with SAFE often, and this grant provides direct support for the shelter and the people it serves.
65% of the people that use the SAFE shelter are Alaska Natives, so we thought it was important in that regard to help tribal citizens. And also, most of the people that go there either have low or moderate income, so it's just helpful to the community in general that SAFE has a expanded and renovated facility.
The SAFE shelter was built in the 1960s. SAFE bought the building in 1995 and made some changes, but no large renovations to the floor plan. With this money, SAFE will expand the facility's square footage and renovate the existing living space. Currently, SAFE has space for 24 women and children.
It's going to add an area for animals so that people who are coming to the shelter can bring their animals with them. It's going to expand 8 bedrooms so that they can have 4 family-sized bedrooms and then 4 smaller bedrooms. It's going to improve the bathrooms so that one of the bathrooms is more handicapped accessible, and then one of the bedrooms will also be more handicapped accessible.
STA also received 2 grants from the U.S. Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women. The first, for just over $899,000, will be used to fund 3 positions for the next 3 years. An advocate for victim services at SAFE, a transitional housing program manager at STA, and a domestic violence investigator at the Sitka Police Department. All 3 positions will share a common goal of aiding victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. Melanie Board, Social Services Director for Sitka Tribe of Alaska, says there was a crucial need to work with Sitka Police and SAFE to address the needs of women in the community from multiple angles.
There's been a desperate need for transitional housing for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And there's definitely a need for a more effective approach to investigating crimes of domestic violence. And also because of the diminished shelter funding, there's also a need for enhanced victim services.
The second DOJ grant, the Legal Assistance for Victims Grant, allocates $599,000 over the next 3 years to fund 2 positions. Naomi Palisari, tribal attorney for STA, says the money will first pay for a full-time attorney who will work out of Sitka Tribe offices.
They will see clients, they will screen them for eligibility, they will represent them in court, they will draw up paperwork, they'll be providing all legal services related to recovery from domestic violence or assistance with domestic violence issues.
Sitka Tribe is now advertising for a family law attorney to fill that position. All other grant-funded positions took effect on October 1st. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.